This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
On this joyous occasion, we could not celebrate marriage equality if we didn't talk to our next guests. We know their face from their tireless campaigning for marriage equality. It's Ron and Anthony from Equal Love. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Excellent. Well. Look, thank you for joining us today to celebrate 1 year since Australia said yes to marriage equality.
Yes.
But before we get into that, I heard you guys had a beautiful love story. It's one for the ages. So can you share when you guys met and how you met?
Okay. So Ron and I were both drama students in 1987 at what was then the Prahran College of TAFE.
And you were nine by the...
Yes.
Yeah, you would be nine about those days.
Yes, I'm saying yes to everything today. I'll say yes to that. We were friends for quite a bit of the year. And then it wasn't until September that we actually became a couple. We ran away to Sydney together. We hitchhiked on the third semester break in a truck. And it was when we were in Sydney, about 3 days into Sydney, we professed our love for each other and the rest is history.
So you're both from drama school. So yes. When you have a disagreement...
Full on drama. Oh, of course.
So there's a lot of pearl clutching.
I can't believe you said that to me.
Yeah. All of that, hand to the forehead. Yeah.
So how many times have you guys been married and how was it when you did it the first time?
Oh, gee. Well, we had our first commitment ceremony on our sixth anniversary, so that was 93.
Very good.
Good. Thank God I can remember. So that was our first, and I think in total, I think I've lost count now, about 17 times.
17? Because every time we turned on the TV, you buggers were getting married.
Yeah.
Look, it was fantastic and it was really good to see that it was there, but did it get to the point where it was like, this is taking the piss out of it? Like, I know you had to keep fighting, but did you feel like...
Well, look, it wasn't just for the fun of it, obviously.
No.
We actually got married here in this studio at once.
Oh, yeah, really? Yeah, we did too.
We got married on the Adam Hills show once, and it was always about, and often at rallies for illegal weddings. Mm. But it was always about making a statement, obviously, for the cause.
Also, I got to a point where I said to Ron, I'm not going to do this anymore. But there was a bit of pressure on us to do it. And the reason I didn't want to do it anymore was because the more times we got married, it didn't become easier. It actually became more painful because it was a reminder to us that we didn't have equality and we just kept coming back again and again and again. Oh my God, I can't believe we're having to go through this again.
It's the little things in life that actually come back, because I remember my 15-year-old daughter wanting her boyfriend to sleep over and I said, do you want to play house? Get your own house, you know. And she threw back, well, you and Wayne aren't married, and we'd been together for 19 years and we had a ring and I said, well, don't blame me, blame the bloody government.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that got them going, but that was something that hit me. You know, like little moments like that. So I can understand why after the 17th time being married, you're like, shit.
Mm. What about your vows? Did you have different ones every time?
Look, we certainly tried to. Particularly for the real one, we certainly didn't want to regurgitate too much. But look, you know, there'd been times where we'd obviously... felt like we'd said exactly the right thing, and so some of those things were repeated.
So when was the real marriage, the
first day possible, which was the 9th of January this year.
So you were one of the first.
We were one of the first, and we got married on the stage at the theatre where we met.
That's
at, at the at where we were studying drama, so it was very special.
And have you found that it strengthened your relationship now? Having a legal record. I mean, you guys have been together forever, and you know that, you know, this is like me and my partner. We're there, you know, you're stable. But did you find it made a difference finally having that legal bit of paper?
Yeah, that's really interesting, because throughout the campaign, people would often ask us, what do you believe would be different once it's legal? And we kind of had said things like, don't think much will change at all. We'd like to have, you know, equal recognition of our relationship. Surprisingly, we do feel very different. Mm. You know, we're both now in our early 50s, and for some reason we feel a little bit more grown up. I think for our heterosexual counterparts, they have lots of opportunities for rites of passage.
Correct, yeah.
And marriage is such an important part of our culture, and so I think, and I still am so thrilled to be able to call him my husband. That's and amazing. I try and say it as often as I can now. Yeah, and I think, you know, we've just recently come back from our honeymoon, which was amazing.
Where'd you go for your honeymoon?
Hawaii.
Where does any other gay boy go for the honeymoon? Sweetheart, it's all about the tan and the abs, you know.
Guys, how'd you get political and start Equal Love?
It was kind of an accident. We were obviously telling our story from very early on, and we were often at the rallies, and we were inspired, I suppose, by the committee who had been fighting the campaign since before 2004, in fact just before the Howard Liberal government effectively
changed the wording
of the Marriage Act to deliberately discriminate against LGBTI Australians. And so we were also involved in a project which was the Rainbow Chalking Project, which was started by James Breckney in Sydney. We were doing work in Melbourne along the same lines, and we saw that we could use that platform to promote the Equal Love rallies, and from that we were invited to join the committee. So that's sort of how it happened that we ended up working with Equal Love.
I mean, I just look, every time I attended a rally or anything, you guys were just there running. I mean, how the hell did you find the time and the energy? I mean, is it together, the strength you found together, or is it?
Oh, look, the work that the team of Equal Love have done over the last 14 years of the campaign is incredible, and it takes a huge sacrifice and a commitment. How do we find the time? How do you just, when something you're passionate about, you find the time? Certainly we've made some sacrifices.
So, I mean, now, look, we've got marriage equality and that has come through, but what do you see as the important issues that are facing the LGBTQI plus community? Mm-hmm. And, you know, what is the future for Equal Love campaign? Is that the end of it, or are you guys going to keep it?
It's definitely not the end. And one thing that I always said throughout the fight was that I was fighting for marriage equality. It was never same-sex marriage, and that encompassed a lot of things. So throughout the fight, we got involved in safe schools, for example, so that's still something that's very big with us. Transgender rights.
Look, you know, we acknowledge that, well, we'd first of all like to acknowledge that we believe that marriage equality is a win for the entire community, but obviously there are lots of things that we still need to do to achieve true equality. We need to fight against religious exemptions, mm-hmm. because with those in place, we're not truly equal. We need to look at in some states around forced trans divorce. We need to look at unnecessary surgery for intersex people, mandatory detention of gay men living in countries where homosexuality is still illegal.
Yeah, correct. And then they come here as a refugee and you've got to prove it. Well, I mean, how do you want to prove it? Do you want to see my YouTube channel? I mean, that's good. I mean, how do we prove someone's sexuality?
Ron and Anthony, thanks so much for coming into Joy this morning. You got a little get-together tonight, I understand.
We do.
Yeah, so today's all about celebrating the yes vote 1 year ago, and we at the Equal Love have organised, in conjunction with the 86, who was actually very generous during the postal survey, and we were able to set up our hub there.
So that's the 86 Cabaret Bar in Smith Street.
Tonight.
Yep. Unfortunately, it is now booked out.
Oh, really? I've got my ticket.
Good.
Because we had
so
to
I hope
do
everyone
need
has
one.
Done that. Oh. But we've got some great things planned. We've got an exhibition of some of the memorabilia from the campaign. We've got some photographic exhibitions.
Some great
acts. We've got some acts. We've got
Kirsty Wiebeck.
Some speakers.
Justin Talika. And more. Tom Ballard is host.
Yes.
Oh, good. He's done really well at the rallies as well. So we'll all be there to party if we're going to go.
Fantastic.
Let's just hope it's like 1 year ago when we're at the front of the trade hall. I saw you boys dancing around. What a day it was.
What a day that was. What a long day, but what a great day.
Look, thank you so much for all the hard and tireless work. And as you know, we're all still behind you guys and your Equal Love campaign, and we are not going to stop. The momentum keeps moving.
Thank you so much
for
having us.
Thanks for your support and having us.
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.